What if the prison you're trying to escape isn't made of walls, but of whispers, the ones inside your own head? Emma Sapala's Sovereign lands like a manifesto in a moment when burnout has become our shared language and anxiety our constant companion. Oprah called it a masterclass in personal freedom. Arianna Huffington deemed it essential reading. But what makes this work revolutionary isn't its celebrity endorsements. It's the audacious claim at its heart. You already possess everything you need to be free. The cage door has been open all along. Most of us live in what Sepala calls a bound state, disconnected from ourselves through layers of fear, trauma, and conditioning so thick we've forgotten they're there. We chase validation like oxygen, shapeshift to belong, and speak to ourselves with a cruelty we'd never inflict on strangers. Picture the last time you made a mistake. Now replay what you said to yourself. You're such an idiot. You don't belong here. Of course you failed. We wouldn't speak these words to our worst enemies, yet we unleash them on ourselves with stunning regularity. This internal voice functions like a terrorist activating our fight-flight-freeze response, flooding our bodies with stress hormones, and keeping us perpetually on edge. This isn't weakness, it's survival instinct gone haywire in a world that taught us our authentic selves weren't enough. Self-loathing isn't universal, it's learned. Even Yale's highest achievers most wanted to feel loved. That hunger for connection is hardwired. Rejection activates the same brain regions as physical pain. So we contort ourselves, abandoning our needs to appear acceptable, rejecting our most important relationship, the one with ourselves. Sovereignty means reclaiming your right to exist as yourself, not just from others, but from your inner critic. It requires asking, what do I need right now? Instead of, am I good enough? When self-criticism loses its grip, no one has power over you anymore. Everyone carries unique magic, whether it's a gift with children, music, teaching, or simply making others feel safe. The world needs you uncensored and free, not dimmed, to fit someone else's comfort zone. Kim Cameron's research revealed high-performing groups shared one factor: a central individual with contagious positive energy. Like plants drawn to the sun, people naturally gravitate toward energizing individuals who make others feel inspired and alive. During college, I battled emotional eating, a hellish cycle of binging and tears. One day, trying meditation to be near my crush, I sat through what felt like torture. But afterward, something shifted. Facing the familiar urge to binge the next day, I had an epiphany. Why not cry first? After sobbing, the compulsion vanished completely. One meditation session ended years of disordered eating by teaching me to express emotions rather than bury them. We're taught from childhood that feelings are inconvenient, unprofessional, childish. Leave your emotions at the door, they say, as if feelings were shoes you could remove. But emotions aren't external accessories. Their internal experiences impacting everything from focus to health to relationships. The cruel irony? Suppressing emotions makes them stronger and damages our well-being. When we can't suppress, we numb through alcohol, food, sex, drugs, work, social media, constant novelty. These external resources temporarily dull pain, but we surrender our power to them. Children recover quickly from tantrums because they let emotions flow through completely. Emotion is energy in motion. It needs to move. Unlike children who become their emotions, I am mad, adults can observe them without identification. I am experiencing anger. You're the viewer, not the screen. When emotions overwhelm us, cognitive strategies fail because intense feelings hijack rational thought. Instead, process emotional energy through the body, particularly through breathing. Jake, a Marine whose legs were nearly severed by a roadside bomb, used breathing techniques to prevent shock and tourniquet his own legs before losing consciousness. His breath saved his life. Our minds accumulate imprints from social conditioning, some empowering, others limiting. Star, a brilliant Black executive, was held back by beliefs formed from racial trauma. You have to be twice as good, and that reaching too high was dangerous. These kept her in a safe government job for 13 years despite her potential. Cultural environments create powerful unconscious patterns. Growing up in Paris, I absorbed French cynicism, bonding through complaining, believing nothing would work out. Moving to America exposed me to the opposite. You can do anything. We consume around 60,000 gigabytes of information daily, most designed to hook us. What you fill your mind with becomes what haunts you. The liberation? Imprints can be released. Star's path began by confronting her beliefs. Call out the limiting belief, name it, tell the truth about it. The equation? Awareness plus courage, sovereignty. Research showed sky breath meditation normalized PTSD veterans' anxiety after 1 week, with benefits lasting a year. Unlike talk therapy, breathing practices allow release without revisiting trauma. When you observe thoughts rather than being their captive, meditation reveals imprints as just thoughts. Stare down an imprint without reacting, and its power dissipates. Positive energizers unlock potential through six elements: caring for others and recognizing strengths, providing support during hardship, forgiving mistakes, celebrating successes, emphasizing meaningfulness, and treating others with respect and integrity. Three types exist. Crushers trample others pursuing attention. Sacrificers lift others while burning out through poor boundaries. Stars balance self-care with caring for others, achieving sustainable success. Our relationships mirror our self-relationship. My partner's anger issues reflected my own self-loathing. Triggers reveal our imprints. Disproportionate reactions signal our wounds, not others' behavior. While victimization is real, maintaining victim identity long after abuse ends becomes deeply disempowering. Society perpetuates the myth that others complete us, creating transactional relationships that breed aggression and anxiety. Self-compassion is essential when both people approach relationships from fullness rather than emptiness. The relationship exceeds the sum of its parts. Kushal trusted his gut to flee the Twin Towers on 9/11 despite orders to stay, saving his life. Intuition is instinctual cognition, a sophisticated communication system helping us navigate complexity across external, physiological, mental, emotional, and virtual worlds. Yet humans often ignore intuition like captive animals losing survival instincts. Psychologist Daryl Bem's decade-long research found participants predicted future image locations better than chance. Lynn Tilton followed an intuitive dream about her late father that led her to found Patriarch Partners, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs. Research shows 85% of CEOs use intuition in decisions, and the military has investigated it after soldiers reported gut feelings saving lives. Our bodies register intuitive information through physiological responses. Ballet superstar Sylvie Guillem shocked France by leaving the Paris Opera Ballet at her peak, saying she worked with instinct felt in your whole body. Einstein credited intuition as the source of scientific discovery. Our best creative insights often arrive during relaxed activities when the brain enters alpha wave mode, a meditative state between intense focus and lethargy. We've become extraterrestrial living on Earth, but no longer of the Earth. Unlike wild animals honoring natural rhythms, we abuse our bodies, ignoring circadian cycles, over-caffeinating, sitting endlessly, consuming processed foods, depriving ourselves of natural light. The U.S. permits over 1,000 chemicals banned elsewhere. All 9 FDA-approved food dyes pose toxicity risks. Red dye number 3, banned from cosmetics since 1990, remained in foods despite links to behavioral changes in cancer. We avoid responsibility for our health, preferring quick fixes to lifestyle changes. Yet research confirms food is medicine. Adding up to 8 daily portions of fruits and vegetables improved mood equivalent to moving from unemployment to employment. Visiting natural spaces 3 to 4 times weekly reduced psychiatric medication needs by 33%. Your body isn't just a vehicle for your brain, it's your wisest teacher. Sovereignty is a daily practice of choosing yourself, feeling fully, thinking clearly, and honoring your body. When you reclaim sovereignty, effects ripple outward. Research shows our actions influence people up to 3 degrees of separation. The most profound insight: sovereignty is contagious. The cage door has been open all along. You already possess everything needed to be free. You are not your thoughts, emotions, or past. You are the awareness witnessing them all. Step through the door, reclaim your sovereignty.